This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Maddie Westbrook and welcome back to Closet Talk. My guest today is the incredible Grayson. You might know her from her iconic TikToks at mgracedog. And today on Closet Talk, we will be reviewing queer fashion. And considering I just found out at the beginning of this show what a carabiner is, we have a lot to unpack here. So we are going to be reviewing queer fashion trends and deciding, is that a little fruity? Welcome on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You're a lot more timid in person. Is that a bad word? Is that a bad word?
No, I am.
I like that.
I totally am. I actually talk about that all the time with my friends because, like, on the internet, I'm so like, But, like, at first, like, I take a second to warm up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You have to prep.
I'm not, like, the type of person who, like, walks in a new space and is like,
me neither.
I have to like assess my environment.
Yeah.
And then I can.
You have to scout it out.
Yeah, do a scout detective it out. Work. To feel safe. Then I
That's
can.
Good. That's
be
good.
Silly. You know?
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm that way. And the only reason, like on the first week of filming this podcast, I would come in every day, like with the presence of like a very timid 3-year-old, just to bring that word back and use it on myself.
Right.
Because I feel like that was bad.
And I don't think like, timid's a bad word.
Okay, good. Everyone was just like, oh. Like, what did I do? No, yeah. And so I would come in and be like, hey guys, what are we doing today? But I feel like now I'm in an environment where I'm like, let's get it popping up in here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really nice to like, I met you once in the middle of an event and it was terrifying.
Which event was it?
It was the gay one.
Right.
It was the one where.
Oh, the TikTok one.
No. Maybe. I feel like I only remember meeting you once because we had just become mutuals and I was like, yes. And I saw you around and I was like, oh my gosh, I should go say hi. And it was the one with the
Amazon one.
No, it was the one where it was like with the food trucks and that one premiere that wasn't actually a premiere with the two twins, the Sarah and the one that was like,
Keegan. Yes. Yeah, the Amazon one.
That was with Amazon?
Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
That was the first time I saw you and then I never saw you again. Just gone into the wind.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm the same way. I feel like I have to warm up for my videos because I do them in my car. So I have to like sit in silence and just stare into the abyss before I can say anything.
Yeah. I just have to warm up.
It's also sometimes you intimidate like or imitate straight men. And I feel like that takes a certain mindset.
Wait, when?
When you're like the worst straight man you've ever met.
Oh, right. I thought you meant IRL like right now. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, your stage presence is straight man.
It was like, oh my God, I have to change everything. something's like, wrong.
We did that intro totally wrong. I have to redo that.
I feel like I'm imitating like the worst of the worst people.
You are.
All the time.
But it's accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've encountered, especially in LA, the straight man species, only a few of them. And they're very scary. Like,
so
I look at them and I'm like, you have to be not real. You
know right. I mean?
Like there's you do it so well because it's like I thought they were just like a myth, like the kind of straight men that you kind of impersonate. And then I like my first party in LA, I met like 3 or 4 of them and I was like, you out in the wild, out in the fields of Australia, you exist, mate.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I make those videos and sometimes I'll be like, this is too far fetched. Like I feel like I'm just making shit up, honestly. And like, because I feel like a lot of my comedy is just like taking everyday things and just like blowing them up like right. out of proportion.
You have to exaggerate to a
right.
certain extent.
But then people in the comments are like, this is so my ex. And I'm like, I thought this was like so outside the realm of reality. But everyone's like, no, you hit the nail on the head. I'm like, that's sad.
It is sad.
I feel bad for straight people.
Yeah,
for
me
real.
Too. Me too. Because I'll go through like comment sections on like gay posts. And it's so sad because I feel like a lot of straight women just long to be gay. And
yeah.
I'm not saying all of them, but the majority of. I think it's like an innately like a gay thing. We've learned how to be chivalrous because men can't.
Right.
Especially in this day and age. So I do like a lot of like naturally just like sweet things for my girlfriend. And it's just so sad because I'll do like, I'll write her like a note and I'll just mention it or something. And then people will be like, you write her notes.
Right.
You give her flowers.
Right.
You like, you keep her perfume at your house. And I'm like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you swell?
Like, bare minimum. Yeah. Not to, like, because you were, like, saying what you do for your girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, bare minimum. Like, I didn't mean it like that.
No, it is. Like, how hard is it to find a pen and a paper and take 30 seconds right out of your day to be like, love you?
Like, when straight people are like, oh my god, that's everything. It's like, your boyfriend's doing literally nothing for you if you're like dropping to the floor at that.
You it also I mean? It's the pipeline of, like, she's a, like, bi femme, so only dated guys. And so the first time I bought her flowers, like, I don't know, I got her flowers like a couple times in the first few weeks. I was like, I'm in love with you. I was doing that gay thing where I met her and then three days later was like, you're the one for me.
Yeah.
And so I, like, bought her flowers a few times and she was like, wow, in these past couple of weeks, you've bought me flowers more times than my ex-boyfriend of, like, 2.5 years. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Right. It always goes that way.
But then I feel, like, bad because then I don't want to be doing too much. And then she's like, you're love bombing me. But I'm like, this is the usual, babe.
Right.
This is just, like, this is, like, bare minimum usual.
Right. This is just gay behavior.
This is just how we act.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
In our nature.
In our DNA, it's encoded.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited because today I feel like you're the perfect person to play this game with. You look so gay.
Oh, thanks. Yes, you I really try. Do.
The tattoo's out and everything. I really like that one. What Thank is it, the you. Evil eye?
Yeah.
I knew the word. You I knew this it. Whole time I was, like, trying to think of it, and then evil I found eye. It, and then I just blurted it out hoping to land.
Yes. You got it.
It's awesome.
Thank you. I got it so many years ago, and the guy was like, it's before I had, like, a lot of tattoos, and he was like, oh, you just love Pinterest tattoos, don't you? I was like,
I feel like I've actually never seen that.
Literally goodbye. Yeah, I've never seen this either.
Also, nothing against Pinterest tattoos. Like, you like what you like. And
yeah, that's and it. So
it, therefore, like, at the end of the day.
What's your point, sir?
No, I love that.
Thank you.
Those hand ones look recent, too.
It's been like a year.
Yeah, yeah. Hand tattoos terrify me. Here I am just analyzing. No, like, but your, like, fit's fire.
Oh, the shirt's incredible. Thank you so much.
It's time to talk about queer fashion trends. Yay. And today Amanda's going to be screaming from the top of her lungs different queer fashion trends or straight fashion trends, and we have to decide and write down on a cutesy little whiteboard if it's gay or not. Before we get going on this, I do want to state, no matter what you look like, no matter how you dress, you can be gay or straight, and this does not define you.
Period. Okay?
The first one is trucker hats.
One,
two, three.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be controversial, but
no.
It's like, this is such a straight girl thing right now. Like, mm-hmm. The Bass Pro hats, like, yeah. We get it.
I think the Bass Pro really ruined. That, like, queer area in terms of, like, dad hats. I feel like dad hats were, like, the cutesy, like, gay thing for, like, masked lesbians, and then all of a sudden the straight Christian girls took over. And straight the same people, thing
they ruined the hats.
The same thing with the hats. And, like, I feel like now, like, hats are so, like, if you wear a hat and it says something on it, that is, like, who you stand for, you know what I mean? And I feel like the Bass Pro hats have just completely taken over. And a couple of years ago, if you would have asked me that question, it would have been queer.
Right.
Yeah.
But straight girls specifically love to steal. Sorry, gay people.
They love to fashion. Kidnap us.
They love to steal gay people. No, they love to take our fashion trends and ruin them.
Yeah.
Like, Doc Martens were ours.
And they're for not years, anymore.
They're not anymore. They ruin them. I mean, I still wear them.
Every day. Now I feel like I actually have to step up my shoe game. The Doc Martens used to be such a go-to, and then I was like, okay, everyone's wearing it.
Now everyone's wearing them.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is overalls.
No one judge my handwriting.
No, we are judgment free here. All right, on three. One,
two, three. Okay. Whole other
I saw this video and it was so accurate, and she was like talking about queer fashion, and she was like, I used to be able to judge y'all, like, judge the book by its cover and understand the full story and plot line. But now the girls who are dressing, like, you know who I'm talking about, the, like, and not to, like, harp on religion here, this is just, like, a stereotypical thing, okay?
Right.
But, like, the straight white Christian girlies, you dress gay, okay? All you youth leaders, you are dressing queer, and I feel like at any summer camp, it's always, like, the overalls, you know what I mean?
I can see that.
That's why I said bisexual granola.
Right.
It's either, like, super gay, like the mask in the relationship.
Right.
Or, because you don't see femmes in overalls very often.
I feel like masks wear the, like, Carhartt.
I have, hanging in my closet right now, right, drying like, from the washer.
Or like the Dickies ones, like that's a mask thing, but like those like linen overalls, that's giving by femme queen.
Yeah, or like the really extremely like light wash navy, you know what I
yeah.
mean? Yeah. That's also like a really femmy girl thing.
For sure.
Okay, I have beanies on here.
That's really hard.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Both. Okay.
It's both because I feel like I see so many straight girls wearing beanies, and that's like when it's in cold places, like in Boulder, Colorado.
You have all, the context.
They would all wear beanies and like boots, and I'm like, you look gay, but you're not gay.
It's just cold.
It's just cold.
It's simply for your own right. self-preservation here.
But so if you're talking like LA, like right now I'm wearing a beanie because I'm gay. Is it that cold? No.
It also depends. Hear me out. Over the ears, straight.
Real.
Cut like that little, that cutesy little like over the top of the forehead thing.
Yeah.
So gay. Because okay. the beanies that I wear, they don't have the like squid tip. You know right. what I'm talking about? The like Carhartt ones that have the literal like
yes.
head on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours and mine, we both buy them pretty short so that we right. can wear them like right up to the ears. If you've got those like covering your little ear extensions on your head.
Or you're wearing it like on the back of your head. Yeah. Like I wear mine on the top like this.
Yeah.
But if you're wearing it like and it's going up, you're straight.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's like fully like covering here, like I do it too, like when my hair is fluffy, I pull it down and then it makes this little thing look a little more exciting,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is flannels.
I'm ready.
Okay,
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like gay people have moved away from the flannels and the straight people have taken them.
They
like,
have taken
I think
them.
We're over it.
Again, it's always the, hear me out, conservative woman who just got engaged. She wears a flannel now to her engagement photos. I think my best friend's brother got engaged and he was in a trucker hat and she was in a flannel.
Hey,
tell
sorry.
Me more. To make it worse, the flannel was the lumberjack red and black and his hat had the American flag on it. I know.
That's awful. Or like when they're tying it around their waist and like wearing like combat boots. It's like yeah. so straight, like over black leggings.
Ugh. Oh, it's worse. It's
disgusting.
Adding the elements onto it is so much worse. But yeah, the flannels were definitely, when I was 15 years old, I was like, I was heaving. I was feral for a flannel.
Yeah.
Like, I'd walk into the men's section, I'd be drooling all over everything. I'd be like, I need everyone in every color that looks kind of the exact same, but I need every
right.
single. And my mom would be like, no. Dresses.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I wore a flannel, like years.
I mean, fashion trends now for queer people, I feel like we're just are blowing the straights out of the water,
for
the
sure.
straight people out of the water. Every queer person that I've encountered ever on this podcast has just been dressed to the nines. Like this was so incredible. Asher has an incredible sense of style. You're just so, you're so happy every time I'm like, fits fire. You're just like, yes.
Thank you.
Georgia looked incredible. Like the jacket yeah. matched the eyes, like the whole thing. I'd love a good light eye. Yeah. But definitely no longer in the flannel category for the queer people.
Okay, next one is gold chain necklace.
Okay, on three.
Three,
one, two, three. Straight yeah. man. Jewelry depends a lot on skin tone. I mean, I'm definitely
sure.
like a silver girly, and I feel like the like golder you get, it looks incredible on the like darker skin tones.
Mm-hmm.
But it also doesn't like, I'm just thinking like standard, like one chain here, not thinking about like the stacking or anything. If you see a dude in like a white or black like wife pleaser with like the little sweatpants on, the gray sweatpants, he's got the chain.
Yeah,
he's got the chain on him.
I was thinking more like straight girls will have like a dainty little like gold
oh I
necklace.
Was thinking like chain,
you chain.
Know, you know what I mean? I was thinking like robust metal.
Right. But I think like silver is a gay thing.
Yeah, I think silver is a
gay
thing.
I mean, it's not only a gay thing, but like I think most gays wear silver for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, this isn't in anymore, but like 2020, like the lock. No, but like, no, the big lock though.
Oh, the like the chain.
No, lock.
The,
I mean,
like the master lock on the.
No, I'm talking the master lock. Like, remember
okay.
the big, that was like,
yeah,
Avery
you look like
Cyrus's vibe, like, and like the silver, like one. Are you wearing one dangly earring? Okay, good.
No, I used to, but then it was like rotting in my earlobe. No, yeah. I get it. It looked like they had like access and they were using it to lock up a shed every night. Like that's how big it was.
Yeah, no, literally.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Checkerboard bands, slip-ons.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
One, two, three. I feel like they're not a thing anymore.
I saw them. Urban Outfitters is trying to bring them back for straight people. It was a gay thing, but I think that straight people think they're cool now if they wear those.
Hear me out. Oh, definitely. Straight people will see queer people doing something and then they'll be like, oh, that's the cool thing. That's like the trendy in thing. And they'll be like, I want to do that. But girl, it's not even just like your flight gets delayed a couple hours. You're like waiting months. Like, why don't you like pick this up sooner? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But no, I do think straight people were trying to bring them back. I've actually noticed that. I've been like, oops. I've been smelling a whisper of that like coming back. I'm like,
this is like, yeah, I feel like it's not even like certain trends, like the, I don't know, like the beanies and the flannels, like that's not even a whisper. That's like you walk by Bath and Body Works and you just get pulverized by that scent.
Right.
Like it's no longer just like a subtle thing. It's like extremely apparent. But I used to have them. Oh my gosh.
I used to have them. I used to love those.
Yeah, I used to be shoving my toes in those every single day. Mm-hmm. I had like the rainbow checker ones. I had the blue checker ones.
That's really gay.
Oh, it was horrible. It was grotesque.
Sorry, but I really do pride myself on never buying like pride shoes. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Like, why are you apologizing?
Remember those like Vans? Were they the Vans that had like the rainbow stripes on the soles?
I'm not a big. Hear me out. I'm not a big rainbow person.
Hey, I can't do
because
it.
Why the f*** are there that many colors?
It's too many colors.
It's too vibrant. It's also I feel like as queer people, to reiterate, we are just trying to exist.
Right.
We aren't trying to plaster a rainbow on both our butt cheeks and go streaking down the street.
I can't do it.
And like today, I found out that the main guy from Mean Girls, Aaron Samuels, he's gay. And they on the internet, if you look up a picture of him, like Aaron Samuels gay or like his real name or whatever, they have him jogging down the street, looks like bro's training for a marathon, in a like tank top with like a really low cut tank top that says, on Wednesday we wear rainbow. It was so bad.
It's horrible.
And it's like, why do you want this? Why do you crave this for yourself?
No, I hate it. I have this bit where I'm like, my parents need to be more homophobic because they keep buying me so much rainbow.
My mom bought me like a ceramic rainbow to paint. With like the little like paint by numbers paints, and was like, in your free time when you're feeling extra fruity, paint us this rainbow for Christmas. I was like,
and give
horrible.
It back.
Like, I'd rather handcraft something for you. That's even gayer. Is to be like, let me do a little art and craft.
Right.
Tiny 2000s colored sunglasses.
Pardon me.
These are good ones.
Okay, ready. 1, 2, 3.
No.
They're so bad.
It's giving like Coachella. I think that's,
you know,
like
what?
Straight.
You can catch me in those 2021 Coachella, 2022 Coachella. My answer stands true. It's gay.
It's still
really?
Mine's straight.
I don't know why the sentence is coming out of my mouth. I feel like gay people don't wear sunglasses.
That's not accurate.
Well, like, they don't wear, like, normal sunglasses. They wear the most out-of-pocket crazy sunglasses you've ever seen. Straight people are like, these are functional. Gay people are like, this adds to my style, my outfit.
I think masks wear sunglasses.
I wish I had light eyes, therefore I had to wear them. Like, I can barely see in the dark. I, like, blasted the shit out of my shin the other day. I just went to pee at, like, 3 in the morning, and it was pitch black, and I couldn't see anything. And there will be, like, the slightest hint of light creeping through the window at, like, midnight, and my girlfriend will be like, it's so bright in here. And I'm like, what are you even, why? She has, like, eyes, like, lighter than the color white, and I'm just in here with, like, the darkest eyes, and I'm just like, I can't see anything.
Fair.
Accessory tote bag.
Oh my god, these are so hard.
I'm ready.
All my answers are the same.
Okay, ready? Why?
Okay, it's okay, fine.
It's no, I'm not here trying to change your mind. Have your own individual opinions and I support you.
It's straight / bi femme.
Yeah.
Because it's either bi femme just vibing or it's straight femme at the market.
The little Peggy at the market.
Because, like, it's giving, like, cottagecore straight.
Oh, my gosh. A cottagecore straight is one of the most interesting people I will ever encounter.
So interesting.
Because I think I'm having, like, a conversation with a queer person, and they'll be like, my boyfriend of 7 years.
Right.
And I'm like, huh?
It's like, what? What are you talking about? You're wearing a bandana on your head like this and a tote bag. You're talking about your boyfriend?
Well, maybe I'm a bi femme because I'm really just getting into my tote bag phase.
Okay.
I wanted to feel so aesthetic so bad. And the other day I decided to walk down the street and go to like a coffee shop. And I had my tote bag on my shoulder and I was like,
Wait a second.
This like weight is just weighing me down and queer. Like this is like 3 pounds and like gay. I don't know. I felt so gay.
I felt so gay.
I meant to say like great and gay. So and gay. They just like happened at the same time. Maybe
I've
like
never
a
owned a
tote
bag.
They suck. For the record,
yes.
I just wore it because I was like, man, fits fire.
Right.
I'm like walking down the street feeling cool because I'm like, okay, tote bag. Like, look how versatile. I felt like Mary Poppins up in that hoe. I was like fists deep in trying to find my chapstick.
They're not functional.
No.
They're not functional. I don't get it. I don't get the hype. Sorry.
No, I don't get it either. I totally understand. It's not,
I'm a
it's not
bag
just a
hater.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay, last one is stick and poke hand tattoos.
I was feeling that one. All right, are we ready? Yeah.
Gay.
I was trying to impersonate a tattoo. But
that reminds me, you know the episode of SpongeBob where he's like the like sorry.
No, that's all right. Yeah, I feel like specifically the stick and poke is a gay thing.
That's
because
so gay.
The only tattoo that my roommate has is a little stick and poke alien on his ankle.
Okay.
I've never done a stick and poke just because ow and terrifying and I don't know, I don't trust like a gay person with a needle.
Fair.
You don't know what you're doing.
You shouldn't trust gay people at all.
we're all liars
and stealers and cheaters.
Yeah, and then the straight people come kidnap us.
Yeah, I feel like that's a gay thing, like to give your friends stick and pokes. Like I don't see straight people doing that.
You know what that's the equivalent of? That's the gay equivalent of like, come over and I'll like braid your hair.
Right.
Gay people are like, come over and I'll stick and poke
like,
you.
Like, come over and I'll paint your nails.
Right. Come over and I'll just impale you with a sharp needle.
Gay people have to take it up a notch.
Yeah. We really have to like up it levels to the point where it's like, come over and for the first time I've ever met you, let me permanently alter your body.
Let me mutilate your body.
Love you. On day two.
Love you.
Okay. Well, that was the game. Loved it. I feel like we were on the same page for a lot of that. Moving forward, henceforth, does your fashion style change when you're hanging out with like queer people or straight people? It does.
For sure.
Or like family?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, tell me more. I'm so intrigued.
I'm from Florida. Even though where I am from in Florida is liberal, it's not like people don't dress good there or like cool or like.
Right.
I went to college in Colorado, mm-hmm. in Boulder, and the second I moved there, I was like, I'm getting my septum pierced immediately.
Yeah.
And then I did. But then when I would come home, I would like flip it up because I felt like everyone was staring at me. But now I try to not do that. I try to just like be myself. Like I'm going to go home and everyone's going to stare mm-hmm. at my tattoos because it's crazy there.
Right.
And that's fine. But like here, it's like, it's not that crazy. Like everyone has tattoos. Anyways,
if
like,
you don't have tattoos, you're the external entity.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I started really dressing myself once I moved out of my hometown.
Right.
Because everyone just dresses so like basic and like regular and like I don't know, I felt like such an oddball like if I were to dress like really gay.
Right.
But then like being around other gay people, it's like it's so normal. We're all wearing like quote men's clothes and it's like normal, like
right.
But like at home it didn't feel normal. But even like just recently I've tried now when I'm like with my family to like, you know what, I'm gonna be me. But like for a while I would like mask it because I'd be like
real. This is me,
I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now.
Okay.
Yeah. No, literally, because for a while it was like, I'd honestly, like, I'd rather save the headache and just dress how I don't want to dress so I don't have to have this conversation. Like, I'd almost rather just do what my mom wants. Like,
same experience.
Because I don't want to, like, deal with it. Like, I don't even want to hear you. I know, like, the second I leave, I'd just rather not have the fight. But in the past, like, year, I've been like, no. You know what? I'm stand up for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a grown adult, pay my own bills, like,
yeah,
I'm gonna dress how I want to dress. Sorry, yeah. Queen. My mom was always accepting with me being gay, but at first it was the like, okay, you could be gay, but you don't need to dress like a man. Like, it was like a that thing.
I feel like we've had very similar experiences, same thing.
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, that was like such a thing. And she was like, you know, like, people will still know you're gay, you don't have to dress like a man. And yeah. I'm like, mom, that's not what it is.
Like, it's like a personal comfortability,
right,
level.
And now she's finally kind of stopped bugging me about it, but she bugged me about it for a while.
Yeah,
that was annoying. Love you, mom.
Same thing. Especially growing up like in a Catholic household, it was like I wanted to venture into the depths of that men's section so badly when, right, we walked into Kohl's.
Right.
But she was like, get over here. And I was like, man, I want to be there so bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'd go shopping for my brother and I'd be like, that'd look better on me. You know,
right.
I mean? It did get to the point where I was like, you know what? I don't want to have the fight either. I don't want to have this conversation. So every time I came home from college or whatever, I just wore what I knew she'd want me to wear. I mean, my best friend's sister got married and I had like short hair and I was in a dress. I was just like, you know, you just have to do what you have to do to avoid the annoyingness of everybody else around you being like, why are you wearing that?
Right.
And then I got to the point as well where I was like, you know what? No, like, I'm so uncomfortable in this environment and in these clothes.
Right.
I just need to like dress as me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like, take a shot every time I say, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same wavelength.
Wait, I didn't notice, no, but now you said that.
I'm saying it so much. I'm like, you know what I mean? You feel?
You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Same experience. And then, oh my gosh, cutting off my hair was a whole other thing.
I was gonna ask, like, how did the hair go?
Not well.
Because I'm growing out my hair now. I mean,
love
it's so
it.
Short, thank you. But it was, like, really short for a second. I feel like that's always a problem, like, mm-hmm, the cutting the hair thing.
That was a big thing. I told her when I was 15, I was like, Mom, I really don't feel comfortable with long hair. And she got really mad. We were on our way to the salon, and she pulled over, and she was like, you know what, Madeline? You want to cut your hair off like a man? You can cut your hair off like a man. So I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, let's go.
Then I will.
And so we got to the salon and I was in the chair and I was literally like thighs vibrating, so excited. And the woman comes up and she's like, what do you want done? And as the sentence is about to leave my mouth, my mom's like, oh, she'll just have a trim. And I was like, ugh, I was so close.
Oh my God.
And then I knew that when I got to college, I was going to cut it all off. And so, fun story about that, a priest cut off my hair because I went to like a Catholic school. And so he learned how to cut hair when he was learning how to become a priest. He was like a dual major in that. And then I was sitting in the chair and he just like put all my hair up in a ponytail and like buzzed it off. And I had a group, it was really sweet. I had a group of like 16 girls come and support me on like week two of, aww, getting all my hair cut off. Later learned that exact priest got fired for homophobic tweets.
Right.
But, you know, that's just, again, the pipeline. And so I cut off my hair and then I didn't tell my parents for a long time. But then I realized I'm going to have to go home for Thanksgiving and they're going to see it. And so I just sent a random picture of me where I was like, you know what? I look so cute in this. And I sent a picture. I was smiling. I looked so happy about the way that I looked. And it was also a very like emotional experience for me. I went home after cutting off my hair and I didn't know what I had looked like yet. He didn't really show me. And so I went back into my dorm room and I was alone. And I just looked at myself and I like broke down crying because I was, aww, like, oh man, this is like a first time in my life I ever felt like, look,
yourself.
I saw myself. This is real. This is me. And so I just kind of kept to myself, sent my parents a picture, and they were like, my mom was like, you're not coming home looking like that. And I was like,
no.
Word. She didn't look at me for a long time after that.
Aww.
And then, I mean, this sounds so bad. She's like wonderful now. She's literally hanging out with my roommate. Like, she's in town and they're amazing and loving,
sorry,
and accepting.
Queen.
Yeah, sorry. She knows that we've had so many conversations about like their decisions, how it has impacted me, my decisions, and how it has impacted them.
Right.
As you know, as you get older, you start to like level that playing field of openness and conversations with your parents. And I feel like the dynamic of that has changed ever so greatly over the course of the past 2 years. But that was a really hard moment for all of us because I was like, okay, it's weird finally feeling safe and comfortable in myself, but also probably looking like a complete stranger to my family and understanding like they're going through something with that too.
Right.
And that was really hard because I was like, I want them to be happy for me, not like scared or confused. Around a year ago today, my mom like tied her first time ever tying a tie like on me. And I was, and she was like, she's great now. And you know, we walk into stores and she's like, eh, men's.
Yeah.
Or she'll see a rainbow and she's the rainbow mom. She'll be like, we'll okay. be at IKEA and there'll be like the rainbow mat and she'll be like, it's you. And I'm like, wow, no way. To conclude that segment, we'll be transitioning into another one, which is very exciting because it is a weekly occurrence that we talk about the queer moment in history, where if you don't know what that is, it is a pivotal queer moment in history. And obviously on this podcast, we have queer guests, we have the gays, and any moment that they've experienced is pivotal to queer culture. And today we have Grayson's queer moment in history, which was your gay awakening.
Yay!
Woo!
Honestly, it was this girl from my basketball team, and I've told this story so many times, and she's actually the worst person ever, and every time I tell this story, I'm like, fuck you. She's the worst, but
she was the absolute worst.
She was the worst to me, like, later on, mm-hmm. whatever, I don't know. But being in basketball, like, doing sports, everyone was gay.
Right.
Like, every person who played basketball in South Florida was gay. Like, they would all be, like, before each game, everyone would be like cuddling in the bleachers, like doing gay shit. All the teams were like dating each other.
Right. They'd all be like scissoring before they hopped right. on the court.
And it was like so obvious. And I was always like obsessed with all the mask lesbians because I wasn't mask until like honestly like later on. I was like pretty femme for a while. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like stare at these mask lesbians and be like, they're really cool. I feel like
I
something's
that
good.
Every day when I open my Instagram Explore and it's all shirtless men, I'm like, oh, I want to look like you.
Right.
I had a lot of those like people who I looked up to in terms of like men that I was like, man, I want to be you.
Right.
So bad. So I get that.
That was me with mask lesbians. I'd be like, something about you is magic. I'm trying to do that.
And I want that magic in me.
Yeah. So then there was this girl on my basketball team called where we would just be like overly cuddly like before the games.
Right.
We were on varsity and we'd watch the JV games.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was good at basketball. But just kidding, I wasn't that good. But we'd be in the bleachers, like, she'd be, like, on the one above me with her knees here, like, over me, and I'd be, like,
you
on
were just,
her.
Yeah, like this. Dry going down yeah. on her before every game.
No, for real. So then I started questioning, like, oh, my God, do I have a crush on her?
Oh, my God, what if?
Basically, the tea was is that she had dated this other girl from my basketball team that had graduated, like, the year before.
Right.
But she, I don't know where she's at now. I hope she's at peace. But she was saying that that girl convinced her to be gay. She was, like, in denial.
Mm.
So she was like, I'm not actually gay. She just made me be gay. And I was like, oh. Right. And
she drugged my morning coffee with a love potion.
Right, with gay.
It's starting to wear off, so move quick.
Right. And then one time we went to the fair, and I was like, this is a date. Mm-hmm. And then we were, like, walking, and I kept, like, bumping my hand into her hand.
Yes, a subtle hand brush.
And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, you're fucking you.
That was just the one-liner had you like, you.
No, no, that's not true. I was really hurt. The reason that it's is because, so she was 2 years older than me mm-hmm. on the basketball team. When she was a senior, I was a sophomore. So then when I was a senior, she actually came back and was our, like, assistant coach. Mm. But we were, like, besties, like, when we were on the same team. Like, besties basically scissoring.
Is this
like,
going to give a case?
No. No. But she just was, like, she just acted all brand new. Like, she was, like, in charge of me. Like, we weren't just really good friends. Like, now all of a sudden that she was the assistant coach, she okay. was, like, acting like she didn't know me. And she'd be like, if we did something wrong in practice, we'd have to like do push-ups. They'd be like, do 10 push-ups. And like, I'd always just do like 3 because like, y'all.
Push-ups.
And we would do that together when we were on the same team. And I like do them and I get up and she's in my ear and she's like, was that 10? And I was like, I was like, yeah, it was.
So that anyway. Was it. That was your gay awakening. Was that the yeah. first person like you'd ever like? You look so excited about her being a cunt.
I hate her. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not.
It's okay.
I was just talking to my friend. She was like, you shouldn't hold hate in your art. And I really don't for a lot of people except for She's awful.
Well,
she has this really horrible, ugly tattoo. It's like this realism clock, and it's like her entire
Oh, gosh. She's got the rose and the lion next.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I like the way you say that word.
Horrible.
And Florida.
Florida.
Love it. I don't want more.
New York.
Say more.
Orange.
Yes. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. I just noticed that, like, when you said Florida, and I've just been, like, grasping for dear life onto that thought because they generally escape so easily. I was like, I need to say
Florida.
Love it.
It's my New York accent because I'm actually from New York, but then we moved to Florida.
I love it.
Thanks.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Maddie's so good with compliments.
I just don't know how to, like, you're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, no, I love complimenting, like, my friends and new people because I feel like it's disarming. Like, if somebody comes up to me and they're about to, like, beat the shit out of me, and I'm like, you look lovely today.
Right.
They're not going to be like, oh.
They'd be like,
oh, what's happening? Why am I lower? Yeah, right. So I feel like it's extremely, like, just disengaging because I don't want to seem... aggressive. Not that I seem aggressive.
Yeah, you would
form.
Never seem aggressive.
No. Yeah.
That's not your vibe.
Your vibe is not aggressive. Yeah, so that's me. I definitely try to give compliments as much as I can, especially because, like, when I get a compliment, I short circuit. So I think it's fun if I can, like, do that to other people.
Oh, so you're doing it out of evil?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I think it's so fun because, I mean, the only person in my life who just literally feeds themselves off of compliments is my roommate. Like, he'll walk up and I'll be like, that sure looks great on you. And I'll go into detail and he will be like, spoon feeding himself with that, like, he'll just take it right out of my mouth and be like shoving it in there. But my girlfriend, on the other hand, I'll be like, you look so beautiful today, and she'll be like, oh my god, shut up. And then she'll be like, you know, driving. And I'm like, haha, like, you did like it,
right?
But yeah, for me, I just don't know how to, like, I don't know how to act. And so sometimes I think it's like a fun game because I think it's like an easy way to gauge people's personalities is how well they take a compliment.
Real. I think it depends, like, who and what for me, because sometimes I'm like, literally shut up. But you do it in, like, a way that's palatable.
Word of the day.
Palatable.
Palatable.
Period. Yeah. Anyways, that was my gay awakening. I didn't mean it to be so, like, violent and spiteful, but it was.
No, that's okay. Sometimes you have
Sometimes
those moments.
Yeah.
I also just resonate with a lot of, like, the brushing of the hands. The subtle touch for me as a person who just, like, physically contracts every single time anybody makes physical contact with me. That's not like a hello or goodbye side hug or my girlfriend. I can't do it.
Right.
So, like, all of those, like, subtle queer touches, I feel like are so, I don't know. You'd sit next to each other in the bleachers, like, getting ready for, like, an assembly, and, like, your legs would touch, and then, like, your body would feel like it just got lit on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those moments.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of those. Well, this has been my magnificent guest, Grayson, with
Yay.
The alliteration. And where can we find you? What are you up to? Tell us about yourself.
You can find me at mgracedawg on all my socials. EMGRACEDAWG. I just feel like
mgracedawg.
Dog. I just feel like I always have to spell it because you might not know how to spell it.
Yeah, I'd be typing it in like woof.
Right. Woof woof. I also co-host Been Gay Podcast with Georgia Bridgers, who was just a guest
on this
your podcast.
Yeah, check it out.
So check us out. That's it.
Yay!
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And I am your host, Maddie Westbrook. This is Closet Talk. You can catch it every single Friday on my YouTube channel, Maddie Westbrook. And I'm Maddie, your host. You can find me at Westbrook anywhere. And when I say anywhere, I mean anywhere. Except for now we have to specify not OnlyFans. It has been a pleasure and a privilege. Thank you so much for joining us today on this lovely eve.
Yay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.